really should not have stayed up this late. And just a quick snack, and I'll turn in for the night. Whoa. What did I just see? It can't be. Hi. No, wait. Come back. Please, don't run away. There we go. Now let me just pick you up and... that's it. There's no need to run away from me. I just wanted to say hello. My name is Sarah. What's your name? It's okay. You can tell me. Wow, look at you. You're so small. And so... why are you so scared of me? Oh, I'm holding you too tight. I'm so sorry. Okay, I'm gonna put you down. Please don't run away. Deal? There. Now, take a deep breath. Yeah. Can you please tell me your name? That's nice. Can I ask? What are you, exactly? I assume you're not human. Being another species would make more sense than being shrunk. A borrower? I've never heard of that. Are there more of you? All of you this small? My guess is you're around 3 inches. You live in the walls of my house? That must be horrible. It's probably filthy in there. Wait, if you live in the walls, what were you doing in the kitchen? Oh, of course. You're what's been stealing all that stuff. The sugar and the bits of bread. Okay, borrowing, not stealing. Whatever you say. So, that means that you take things from me in order to survive. Aww. I can't imagine how hard that must be. Tell you what. From now on, you don't have to take anything. In fact, you don't need to hide. I'll help you. And take care of you. Only if you want me to, of course. Hey. Why are you still scared? I won't hurt you. Why would I? What was that? Beings? That's what you call us? That sounds horrible. Why would anyone do something like that to a harmless creature like you? I could never hurt something as cute as you. Can I pick you up now? You won't get scared? There. See? I promise to be gentle. I just wanted a closer look at you. I've never seen someone so little. You really are cute, little one. I wasn't kidding earlier. Hey, how long have you been living in my house? Wow, that's almost longer than I've lived here. And you live by yourself? That must be so lonely. Well, don't worry. You have me now. You don't have to hide any longer. We can share food, You can sleep outside of those filthy walls. And of course, hang out with me. Think of me as your giant protector. Yes, I'm serious. I promise I will never hurt you. I could never bring myself to harm someone like you. Oh, come on. You're too hard on yourself. Look at you. With your beautiful hair. And your soft skin. And of course, your cute little face. But then there's the rest of you. You may be tiny, but you have a pretty nice body, little guy. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have... Really? You don't have to lie. They won't kiss you again if you don't want me to. Okay. In that case... Hey, when was the last time you had a bath? Like, a real bath. You don't look that dirty, but if you've been living in the walls, that couldn't have been very tidy. What do you say? I gave you a proper bath, so you're nice and clean. Sort of like a welcoming present. Really? You're okay with me doing that? Well, that's great. I promise, you'll feel so nice afterwards. Hopefully you'll enjoy this. I know I will. I'm just gonna use the sink, since you're so small. Now, if you could just take your clothes off. Well, you can't get clean with them on, can you? I can turn away, if you like. Okay, I'm going to just pick you up. And then... There. It's not too hot, is it? That's good. Just be careful of the soap here. I won't get it in your eyes. There we go. Getting cleaner already. Ah, great. Now we just need to rinse. Now you're done. Don't you feel refreshed now? I told you. Wow. What? Oh, I'm sorry for staring. I just... You don't mind. Sorry, you just look so good. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty tired. Shall we get ready for bed? You'll sleep with me, silly. You just had a bath. It wouldn't be smart to go back into the walls so soon. Come on. Here we are. Good night, little one.